Happy Wednesday again, VoiceTubers. I am Girl and Boo from Girl and Boo Far in Cool. So my name is Columbus, and I am a pronunciation teacher as well as an accent reduction coach. And I'm also a YouTuber, and I'll be doing these challenges on here with you every single Wednesday. And actually, I say every single Wednesday, but actually this is these 2 weeks, right? So this week and next week are my last times here. So let's make this a good 2 weeks. All right, so today's video talks about skin whitening products. And this is a very controversial topic, especially in the States. And the funny thing is, actually, this topic is much more controversial in America than here in Asia. And what I'm saying is that Americans always discuss whether skin whitening products in Asia is okay, while in Asia, people really don't care about this topic that much, to be honest. Like my friends here, they just buy the skin whitening products and they're not shameful about it. They never think about the politics about it. And this is all happening while the people in America are like pulling their hair out over this issue in America, which is pretty funny, I think. Anyways, let's go on to the passage. So here we go. But many people are still unaware of their preferences for light skin, because it's so deeply ingrained in society. And despite the criticism and the safety issues of these products, the projected growth in sales means the world still has a long way to go. 好，那现在呢，我想用中文跟你们解释一下，这个 passage 里面呢，需要注意的一些发音上的点。然后这个礼拜跟下个礼拜其实就是我最后两个礼拜跟 VoiceTube 合作这个口说挑战了。所以呢，我选的这个发音的点呢，其实我在以前的口说挑战我是做过的，但是我还是觉得是可能最明显的一个台式发音的特点吧。所以如果你们是想学一个比较美式的发音呢，这个点呢非常重要。OK， 我们今天要聊的就是这个长 A 的声音。So 这个音就是 A OK， 然后这个 passage 里面呢有几个的for example safety 很多台湾人呢他们说这个 safety 这个字呢会念成 safety 那这里的问题呢就是你们如果说 safety 的话，那个 safe 它的那个音呢是没有变化的，但是这个长 A 呢应该是有变化的 A safety 是从一个 a 变成一个 e 的 a safety。 所以如果你们觉得这个音有困难呢，我想你们先说 say， OK， 就是只是前面这个 say，你念完这个 say 之后呢，觉得 OK 了，我念的正确了，你再去想，你再把那个尾音加上去。OK， 所以你说 say OK 了，你再加一个 f 在后面 safe， 这个 AA 就会出来了。大部分人的台湾人他们说 say 的时候是没有问题的，只是这种长 A 的字加了一个后面的一个子音后呢，才会那个母音才会开始有问题。所以我就建议你们就先说 say， 再加这个尾音，这样会对你们有帮助。还有你们念的正确之后呢，你要马上要重复100次 ，OK， 要重复100次。因为如果你想改掉一个坏习惯呢，其实最快的方式就是做好的习惯，然后做100次，把那个坏的习惯盖住。在学发音的时候，很多时候都要这样子。不断重复 OK， 但是大家今天的发音教学呢我们就到此为止吧。如果你们对这种的发音教学或者正音教学有兴趣的话呢，就欢迎你来到我的网站 columbus.cool， 这个其实是跟 VoiceTube 合作的一个发音课程。目前呢我们已经达到5000个学生了，是不是很厉害？然后这个课程呢是我用了1年的时间去研发的，所以我觉得绝对可以进步你说英文的时候那个自信。 OK， so 如果有兴趣的话，那就快点去 columbus.cool。 但是我们现在要回去英文咯。 Alright, so let's get into some vocabulary. OK, so the first word for today is preference. And preference means something that you enjoy more than anything else, or more than something else. So, for example, if you have a preference for oranges over apples, you like oranges more than apples. And the second word for today is ingrained. Now, if you have a belief that is ingrained, then that belief for you is firmly held and it's not likely to change. So if your parents told you from a very young age that you need to save up money to buy a home, then that belief may be very deeply ingrained inside of you. And as you grow up, you would always think that, oh, I need to buy a home. I need to buy a home. And the last word for today is project. And be careful here because I'm not talking about project because project is a noun. I'm talking about to project, which is a verb. Okay, so to project means to estimate or to calculate a future number based on the information you have today. So companies often project their future sales number, or if you're a YouTuber, for example, you can project the number of subscribers you would have by the end of the year. Okay, but that's it for today's pronunciation challenge, guys. Remember that I have a pronunciation course at columbus.cool. So if you want to improve your pronunciation, you can go to that website, columbus.cool. And other than that, guys, I'll see you next Wednesday.